just on the daily how does it feel thing, and slowly, gradually, you know, build this thing up. Nothing to rush into. I still have a, you know, before, you know, a whole new, this week and next week, so basically a whole 2 weeks before, you know, anything, you know, that is, you know, full tilt in terms of with the team on every drill, every station, stuff like that. So, you know, right now, just like I said, baby steps.
Is it hard to be patient now that you're so much closer?
No, it's not. It's real easy because, you know, I know where I'm at and I don't want to rush things. And I just got to, you know, continue to be patient and whatever, what I can do, you know, just take it for what I have and go full speed at it. You know, for the limited time I'm out there, just, you know, practice as usual. Like I'm doing all the drills and stations with everybody else, but I just know I'm not this, but I just got to be patient and just work hard at what I am, I'm able to do out now.
Were you in a red jersey on tonight?
No red jerseys.
Jags was saying that the reach should come easy and almost natural to you. I mean, you kind of agree with that even with the new way they're moving up on?
Yeah, I've been watching. You know, I've been sitting down watching this offense through the playbook and watching film since March. And, you know, I played with it in college. And so I know, you know, what the whole scheme and idea is. And, you know, as a lineman, it's very simple to read. And being a running back and watching him get it, you know, it's just – I just hope they know that, you know, from what we ran last year, it's totally night and day. And for the older guys that's been here, they're having a hard time adjusting. But for myself, you know, I've seen a whole lot before. And it's just getting back into an old routine, basically. I don't know. I just got to continue doing what I'm doing at full speed. You know, the limit, like I said earlier, the limit of the reps that I have, I'm just going to take and give it 110% out there so I do get healthier quicker and I do kind of get into my habitual routine of practicing and, you know, running reps, running 30 yards and running back to the huddle, you know, catching around, getting pushed and shoved and getting hit and all that stuff. Well, you know it just come. I can't, that's nothing, a timetable. That's just something about just I just get the feel and, you know then I could just know I'm ready.
Will there be a certain cut or move or something that'll let you know that you passed the hurdle with the actual injury?
No, every day is a hurdle, you know, crossover. So today was another hurdle I crossed to get back in practice and, you know, on a limited basis, but I'm back with my teammates and doing individual drills, stuff like that. So that's one hurdle, and every day just another hurdle getting over.
Do you have a checklist of things you're crossing off? Like, this, I have to get through this, and where was today? In fact, you have one.
Just more of a mental thing, nothing written down, but just more mental. This is the one goal, is just get back in practice, get back in starting and getting a routine. And that's where, you know, like I said, we crossed over that hurdle today.
You tell me to sit on the sidelines when you're not able to practice with your guys?
No, it's not at all. It's something I've been doing for a while now. And now it's just continue to stay patient and to be happy with what I get a chance to do out there.
How do you feel physically?
Fine, feel good. So it's just, like I said, just baby steps to get where I want to be. You know, full speed. I can't rush this thing at all. It's all just a real slow process, which I'm used to right now, and it's okay with me, basically.
So no contact this week and next week?
No, definitely no contact this week, and maybe next week towards the end of practice. We don't know. I mean, towards the end of the week, we don't know yet. But I say, if you want to be a betting man, we'd be more contact at the end of next week than anything.
So you're really targeting with that third preseason game?
That's our goal. You know, we will see. We still got to gauge it, but from right now, that's what we're looking at.
Mommy, did it feel good to just have guys to ease you? Because I think one of the times when we went through the drill, you hit one of the bars and guys were on you immediately, like, get low 30, and just the camaraderie.
Yeah, it's you know, something I haven't been out of because I've been watching every practice. So it's just now going through the routine with them and knowing what they, you know, feel like after warming up and stuff like that. So, you know, it's just basic routine, getting back to what I've always been doing.
Jack said there was a play in the jog through where you made the right read, you hit the hole perfectly, they turned to EB and said, that's how it's supposed to be. Do you feel like this scheme is going to cater to what you do best?
Well, you know, like I said earlier in this interview, I ran in this offense when I was at the University of Nebraska, and this was our whole inside run scheme. Outside of running the option offense down there, when we ran between the tackles, it was blocked as we're doing now. So our reads were basically once the coach Osborne and the offensive coordinator down there never said one step and cut, but he said no jive and get through the hole, basically. just make up your decision and go now. You know, no baby steps, not a whole lot of juke moves. Just, you know, once you get the ball between the tackles, hit it downhill. And that's what we said a lot, and that's basically the same philosophy here. And I'm used to that. You know, I'm used to getting the ball and seeing a crack, you know, not even a big crack sometimes. If I see a huge one, hit it hard, hit it fast.